Welcome to Primer, a podcast that gets you closer to the heart of the matter. As you may know, the primer is a small cap at the base of ammunition that when struck by a firing pin goes bam. It ignites the gunpowder and sends the bullet downrange. The point of the podcast is like that, to get you going in the right direction quickly by briefly tackling a variety of subjects like books, people, events, issues, whatever. After listening, if you want to take it further, you can. Episodes and more information can be found at personalprimer.com. Welcome to Primer. Today, I'm going to get you started on the point of this new podcast, Primer. I'm Joe McCormick, your host. As you may know, I've written a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And the point of this podcast, the first ever, is pretty personal. It's to make pointed recommendations to accelerate living, learning, leading, really to get you going. And like a primer, the word primer, here's what a primer does. In ammunition, it's this little small piece, and when it gets hit by the firing pin, it strikes off and sets off the gunpowder, which explodes, and then it sends the bullet downrange and on target. And in painting, the primer is the base layer that sets the foundation for a second and final coat that will look its best. And in learning, the primer is an introductory book. So think of like a primer to Latin or biology or geology or whatever the topic is. It's a primer. It gets you going. It inspires deeper learning. And it can also be people. People can be primers to each other. A spark that sends them off, head down the road, right? So I'm the primer. Let's get started. What inspired me to do this? You know, we all need a push. There's a million choices to make in life, what to read, what to watch, what to think about things. And we go to people that we know and trust for recommendations, guidance. And sometimes those people are experts. And sometimes those people know the experts or can point you in the right direction. And I was inspired to do this podcast because I've got one that's on a professional level, and this is strictly personal, that my professional podcast, Just Saying, really talks about the importance in the ways of being a clear and concise communicator. But yet I've been finding myself wanting to talk about a number of things that are really go way outside of that. And recently, I was inspired by a podcast, another podcast called Online Great Books Podcast. There's two guys, Scott and Carl, and basically their podcast is those two guys. They're just like two regular guys. They're smart, but they read classics. So think like the Iliad, the Odyssey, you know, Homer, Cicero, Shakespeare, you know, a whole variety of books. And these are books that are taught in the Online Great Books program. And they read them, and they each read it, and then they do a podcast on it. They talk about it. So I was recommended to them about a year ago, to Scott Hambrick is his name, through a mutual friend, my primer. So Malachi sends me to Scott. I get interviewed by Scott for his podcast. I go back looking at their podcast to see a bunch of episodes that I find interesting. They're about half hour to hour long. I start listening to them. Immediately just loved it. Loved listening to them. I felt like two guys talking at a bar, and I was like the third guy just kind of listening in and enjoying every moment of it, just savoring it. It was so cool, and it still is. It's a great podcast. And as I'm listening to this, I'm really hearing them really, you know, encouraging me indirectly to, you know, hey, you got to start reading more. So their podcast inspired me to do a couple things. Well, one is to start reading the classics, which I'm going to start doing again. I'm going to start with The Odyssey, which I've never read, and inspired me to record my own podcast, and it was around the importance of reading. So I had a conversation with Scott recently to thank him and to follow up, because I hadn't talked to him in a year, and to thank him in the podcast and what he's doing. And there was just in my head this kind of saying that just kind of stuck, is podcast as a primer. Their podcast was a good primer. And it just, I don't know, the phrase just kind of came in my head. So I started thinking about the word primer, and I'm like, primer, what's a primer? I think I know what a primer is. I mean, I can know about it in painting. So I went online and I looked it up, and sure enough, you know, they talk about ammunition, and like, okay, yeah, I think I've heard of it as a part of a bullet, of a round. And so I start Googling it, and I look up, and it turns out that the primer is this little itty-bitty part at the base of a casing that when the firing pin hits the primer, it sets off an explosion that ignites the ammunition, and the ammunition explodes inside the casing, and then it sends the bullet down. There's really four parts of a bullet: the casing, the shell around it, the what holds the whole thing together, the bullet that's at the tip. So it's actually not accurate to call the whole thing a bullet because the bullet's just the tip, the casing, the gunpowder inside, and then the primer at the bottom. So it's this itty-bitty part, but that has this vital role. But it's not the bullet. It's not the gunpowder, but it gets the whole thing started. And I'm like, podcast has a primer. Yeah, so that their conversation, their one-hour podcast. And then I just started thinking, like, maybe I can do a podcast to point people to their podcast. And maybe I can do a podcast to point people to reading books or listening to, you know, to historical events or going deeper on topics that I've come across in my life. So I decided, you know, I'm going to do something completely personal, and I'm going to start a podcast, and I decided to call it Primer. So here I am. So it's a new podcast, and it's really intended to get you going in the right direction. So what are we going to cover in the podcast? This is our first one. I'm really excited, super excited. As I lay out the future, there's going to be kind of a format and a flow, but what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about they're almost categories, like people. It sounds like a game show, but like people. Maybe famous, maybe infamous, maybe people that I know, maybe people that you don't know, but you should know. One of the categories is going to be people. Books, movies, you know, books that I've read, books that I've heard, that I've done research, that I'm going to read. Movies. But I'm not going to do a review of the whole thing. I'm just going to touch on it. And if you want to go further, you can go further. So I'm going to be the primer. You know, music, maybe a lyric, a song that I just I heard, and the lyrics really struck me, and maybe it'll take you down a path of listening to that artist and going further. Moments in life, you know, things that have happened to me, things that are happening to me, that I can talk about a little bit. But I'm not trying to be the expert. I'm going to point you to the experts in other content and things that you can. If you want to look deeper, you can. Another category is, you know, certainly podcasts. There's a whole bunch of them, and you get lost in a whole sea of podcasts. Which ones do I listen to? Which ones? And then more importantly, not just the podcast, but like which episodes? Are there pertinent episodes that are really worth listening to? And are on a certain topic? Maybe there's a variety of podcasts that are on that topic. Maybe blogs, websites, resources, YouTube videos, funny YouTube videos. You kind of get the point. There's going to be a number of different categories. It's going to be variety. So here's what the format's going to look like and feel like for you. First, it's going to be super personal. So this is not a business podcast. I'm not looking for an extension of my business. My business is my business. This is me personally. So you're going to get to know me personally. And I'm going to share things about myself personally that I generally don't do at work. Not that I'm hiding them, but it's just like it's not really relevant. So you're going to get to know me and, you know, my likes and dislikes and where I'm coming from and philosophically, theologically, maybe politically, tastes, interests, background. But it's me personal, straight up, like just this is who I am. The second thing is it's going to be brief. So the episodes, I wrote a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. So in the spirit of brevity, I'm the primer. I'm the little thing. So I'm not going to make this long. I'm not trying to be the gunpowder or the bullet or anything more. I'm just trying to prime you, get you going. So they'll be short. Promise. I'll keep that promise. And finally, the intent is to lead you to a moment of inspiration. If it happens, boom, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, like, don't kick yourself. We'll see what, you know, what transpires, right? So And that inspiration may lead to some recommended action. So I'll end all the episodes with a layout of optional calls to action of things that you could do if you want to do. And I'll just put them as links in the description. And that'll be the format. And then I'll have a way of saying goodbye. And then that'll be it. So it'll be short, sweet, to the point. And if you choose to go further, you can. And if you don't, you don't. And that's it. That's primer. So at the end of this episode, what I'm going to leave you with is a link to, which I found kind of interesting. It's just a simple illustration of like how a bullet and ammunition and primer and all that stuff comes together. So there's going to be an illustration of that. You can check that out. It's kind of fascinating. There's a short video of the painting analogy, some guy talking about the importance of a primer when painting. So I think that analogy is valid and it's worth watching. It's just a couple minutes. The definition of primer. So we're going to go into, you know, a little bit more depth of like, okay, when you're looking at the definition, it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective. So you can explore that. It's worthwhile because it's really the point of the podcast. You can kind of, I always love definitions because they really can go from where the word came from and how long it's been around and what it really means. And it's different, you know, as a verb, as an adjective, as a noun. And then a link to a personal website. And that's the first episode. So Primer, it's my new podcast, personal podcast to get you going in the right direction. So consider yourself ready. So you're primed. So now you can take it from here. For more information on me, my podcasts, books, and bio, please visit josephmccormack.com. josephmccormack.com. All views shared are entirely my personal opinions and do not reflect my business concerns or coworkers' views. If you don't agree with this content, I encourage you to find a podcast that suits you better.